Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, good. Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls, yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world. If I rule the world, man, I would buy it all. I'm addicted to champagne and buying them all. I'm addicted to living life above the law. How much do it take to live above the law? I call my homie Ralph up, cause his car stopped. Told him bump a new car, come grab the car lot. That way you can have convertibles and a hard top. Open up a few doors since we had a hard knock. Life, open up. For restaurants and legs, they open up. Start a franchise, so my dog could quit wearing the fofo up on his waist like it's his pants size. Until my OG locked up, bumping ready or not. Who was just trying to do it big, but wasn't ready to die. Cop a first class wherever he like, with hoes already inside. Now he can rest in peace while he alive.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls, yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
Still, even in the photo, thinking about the ex-girl I hold though. Like, will we have won it all, or would I have lost it all? Like Ocho, the things I think about the most are things I never know though. Like, why don't schools teach more mathematics, less trigonometry and more about taxes? They at the chalkboard teaching us ass backwards. How about preparing us for life instead of lab rats? With a mansion that's about 5 floors. No more sleeping on the couches cause we got 5 more. With the fam that reminded me what I'm alive for, and at the same time remind me what I died for. A world where you wouldn't need sleep, that way we could catch up instead of chase dreams. And finally get the speedboat my dad always wanted. That's why I feel it coming.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. Enough money, I can rule the world.
It's a dream, well that's how I feel. Sometimes I gotta pinch a fat ass to see if it's real. I specifically remember, no heat in the winter. Now I supply heat for the winter. Then I skate to the beach for the winter. When it come to chips, boy, a nigga get a grip. No cleats, I'm a winner. Show love to the hoes and the freaks, I remember. Hit the club and raise hell all week for the sinners. Meet a young dentist, the menace to society. Check my sobriety, fuck hoes and varieties. Shame that these things is the reason you admire me. But I'm getting dope, man, these flows gon' retire me. Splurging all crazy, switching lanes in the rain, swerving all crazy. Style on the dial, I've been serving y'all lately. Cheddar on Federer, ball till I fall, etc., etc.
I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls, yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
If I rule the world,
yeah, if I rule the world.
If I got me thinking,
man, if I rule the world.
If I rule the world,
if I rule the world.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Care to Read Room, and you have your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you by saying Habari Ghani, and what's up to those hip-hoppers out there. We've started on a new series promoting the music. That's what we're doing. We're talking about this music inside me. We're talking about how we can promote lab music that has just come out on the press and examine it and be able to rack up a fee for giving your opinion. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're pushing and promoting musicians once again. We've done this once before where we've invited musicians in, talked to them about their latest cut, and tried to take their gig and rear it up and continue to rear it up. And what I'll be promoting this week is a number of laboratory-tested music. And you've heard some of them, like the Choo Choo Beat and the Roller Coaster Ride. And these particular beats that I talked about and kind of brought them into play, you probably have heard of them before but never gave any attention to them. These are young artists that are working in a laboratory that are producing these beats. And most of you who are out there, I don't know if you're keeping up with the latest, Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre, he's out there doing his thing in the hood. That's right. He's pushing his earphones through to Apple Company, and they're looking at making him the next billion-dollar man. I'm so proud of him, I don't know what to do. I'm so proud, I'm so proud, I'm so proud of Dr. Dre. I'm so proud of Dre in the neighborhood. You should be proud of him too, because I tell you, it's a whole lot of things that people can be doing in the hood. It really gives a reinforcement to the children and the youngins of the hood to let them know that somebody can make it out the hood playing hip-hop music and become a billionaire. That gives them encouragement to know that somebody's listening to him as he talks about the pulse of the people. And we're going to play up Dr. Dre a lot this month, because right now there's all kinds of things on the internet with Babyface. Well, I don't know if they call him Babyface, with Dr. Dre being considered to have his company product sold. So I hope he makes it and becomes that billion-dollar man that we're looking for. And once again, we'll be inviting artists on the show to talk about their new cuts and about how we can help them to get their work out there and to get it noticed. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to bring a new cut to you about now. We're going to do the 2-2 beat, and I'd like for you to examine it, call in, and give your opinion on what you think about this beat.
Mes avertissements, mes voici un monde triste, ma bise, ma dévorate, ma je rappe tellement mal, ma mais c'est du rap, ma reste à tous ces gars qui m'ont fait depuis des années, rappe plus, ma micro, vous méritez mes applaudissements, malheureusement, c'est un héros, ne reconnaît pas du rap, ma il faut qu'il rappe, c'est faire du jacasse, ma négro, votre place n'est pas ici, c'est au parle, ma parle, ma
Goma, all my people need a money. Peace is what you get when you stand up. The time is now, say we were cocky. They see me and ask, when a Tokowapi? Where you from? Carolina, but I'm really an African son. How does the African son? Freedom's about to be won. If you get you clapping your hands, nobody's clapping a gun. Poa poa, Zurisana, and Ndugu Zangu, can you feel me? Sawa sawa.
Wakati wa kujenga, wakati wa kusonga, wakati wa maendeleo, bidii na jihada. Songa mgongomani bila asira na chuki, nenda mgongomani bila zikinuna viki. Acha kukula rushwa, hizo damu zishapita. Pamoja na umoja tutasimamisha Afrika, na bidii Kongo itasikika. Itasikika hata itakubalika.
Ni wakati wa kumaliza vita, ni wakati wa kushikana mkono, ni wakati wa kujenga nchi, ni wakati wa kushinda mishale, ni wakati umefika wa kufanya ya maana, kila mtu ana nafasi yake, tutumike pamoja.
Kujenga inchi yetu Kongo, Evene Maplo Oyo tango wako tonga bolingo. Ni wakati ya kweshimu mtu na mali yake. Telemo matu temeno kwa ubagaji. Telemo matu telemoma ni wakati ya kukata. Telemo matu temeno a la corruption. Telemo matani sound ya kubadele Afrika. Telemo matu temeno a la guerre rebellion.
Goma, sote tumefika. Goma, sote tuafika. Zap zap, wakati umefika, yeah. Kongo yote zima, lazima tusikiki. Yote enzi muza niliona kama ni zero, yeah. Kwani kila siku tulipewa mipokero, yeah. Fasi mbali mbali atapaka na kisharo, oh. Na kisharo walipewa mipokero,
yeah. Yo, 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 yo
I'm talking about. The youngins are in the house, and they threw down in the laboratory. Ladies and gentlemen, I had started out preparing this particular cut early on in the month. I found it to be unique within its arrangement, unique in and of the fact that it represents diversity. They brought in many languages as they could. If you notice, it was highly endowed with fluential language, and not just your Ebonics. We're talking about French, German, and Turkish, Jewish. There were many languages representing there, and that's what we're talking about, diversity. We are becoming salubrious, diversified in our efforts to bring in everyone to represent. Now, there's no sense in thinking that God will be a God of selections where he would only choose one race of people to bring his music to. He wants to see the expression through all of us, be it Jewish, be it Muslim, be it Buddhist, be it Christian. He wants to see his expression through all of us. And that's the genius in music, when you can bring in all the customs and traditions and have all of the vocals being different. If you listen to that tune, I want you to call in now and tell me if you could decipher what was being said by the individuals. And even if you didn't know the language, could you pick up the rhythm and realize what they were saying? Some of the brothers and sisters over in Germany who really love our music, they put it down like that. You can go out any given day in any set and bring all the diversified customs and traditions and rituals together. And they would bring their material and bring their perspective of rap. And isn't it interesting how hip-hop and rap crosses all barriers of indifferences? And it brings people from all walks of life together. Because guess what? The suffering knows no logistics. Suffering runs deep in any area where people are oppressed. And you can find oppression in all areas of the land where there is a so-called ghetto with lower socioeconomic people. Isn't it funny how Dr. Dre, being from the hood, from the South Side, I understand, being from the hood, could capture the pulse of the people. People want to hear something real. Tell me what's real. What's really real? What's going on in the hood? They don't want something made up where you prepare a report and give them what they think they want to hear. They want you to tell them what is happening and do you have the pulse of the people and know what time it is. Like Marvin Gaye says, what time is it and what's going on? So when we give the message, we want to make sure we give the message of the people and what the suffering is and what the 411 and the 911 is. We don't want some made-up critique activity where we go through the program of boilerplate in it. We want everything to be genius and indifferent. We celebrate indifferences. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the month that I'm coming up on my fifth year with Blog Talk Radio Station, May the 19th. There will be a celebration in here. See, Omi knows what I'm doing. We're going to bring the house down because music is my thing. And dancing is too, whether or not you knew it or not. Those two things go hand in hand. So we're going to bring the house down this month with musicians and music, showing you how you can take music and make a profession out of it. I wasn't attempting to make a profession out of music initially. I sang because there was some music inside of me. I sang because I was happy. Why do I feel so discouraged? And why does the shadows come? And why does my heart, oh, why does my heart feel so, so lonely and alone forever bound? I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I am free. His eye is on the sparrow and I know he watches all over me. When we sing, we must sing from our heart. You hear me do a lot of acapella in this room. My voice is not doctored up, and neither do I care if it's on the rough side. Because if I was able to use the technology, you wouldn't know it was me singing. And we've got some bad, bad technology on the scene today that make our glamour girls sound even more glamorous. And guess what? Since Dr. Dre showed me that you could become a billionaire with music, I didn't know this at first. I thought you had to do so many gigs and get so many records sold and be able to just make some money. Well, you know, I was on my way to being outstanding in music while overseas, and I didn't know it. I didn't realize I had made it until just the other day. I ran across a cut that LaBouche, Joan Faulkner, and the Jacksons did together. I put that piece up on my Facebook, and I'll put it out there again. Candle in the Wind was a dedication that we did. We made history when we sang before a crowd of national Europeans throughout television land and dedicated this piece, Candle in the Wind, to our dear sister who had departed, Princess Diana. We were on national TV, and if any of you have looked at that video, you'll see that we're in the background, the Jackson Singers, and the advertisements that come up on the screen, you'll see the Jackson Singers. We were backing Joan Faulkner and Melanie. And Melanie has made her transition now, and I had to make my peace with her parting just the other day because I wasn't up on my news with European press. And when I found that she had done such great things for Europe, I thought about the fact that I was a part of that era of 1997 when we cut that CD on national TV. And we had many others that we backed up. I was just a little country girl from Gary, Indiana, going to pay my tribute to teaching school. I had no knowledge that I would be given a lifetime contract as long as I lived in Europe, I could perform with that group. In that short length of time that I was there, I was able to travel to Berlin to do that piece and to do an actual CD with the Jackson Singers. As you know, the Jackson Singers participants change up and those faces change. But we made monumental history in 1997 with that dedication to Princess Diana. And Joan Faulkner is also from the States. She is from my hometown, Gary, Indiana. She is a household word and name with a satire over in Germany. She is a good friend of mine who I have made acquaintance with, and she cleared out her schedule so that we could spend the whole afternoon together chatting about our hometown. And she extended her hand, the right hand, a favor, if I ever needed her to assist me in aiding me in opening up doors. I'm going to call on Joan for those favors that she so elegantly extended to me. Because in Europe, when you have made it well, you live well in the music industry. And what I want to say to you is the CD that you see on my Facebook that we created, what I'm most proud about is to make the acquaintance with the multiplicity of those people that were on that CD cover. Some of them coming right out of Africa. Yes, right out of the bush. And one of them, Fitzgerald, who is leading the group now that Bob DeWitt Jackson has made his transition. And Fitzgerald is carrying the group and keeping it together, moving right on time. As I see them perform on stage, it brings me closer to music than I ever have before because I once lived that air. And they prepared me to do a show where I had my own dancers, brought in my own opening performers who did their, who were Filipino dancers, and they traveled with me as I did that 5-day Christmas event. There were performers from around the country of Europe that came to assist and aid me in performing as we gave a rendition of Christmas around the world and introduced our gospel music to a group of Europeans who were not customarily used to hearing gospel music done in a secular way. So music is in you, Haomi, and this music you say that's in you, then why are you not in the profession here in the States? Now, that's what I want to talk about. It is much difficult here in the States to get your music off the ground and to get your business going in the profession where you're paid. Those musicians that you see in Europe, they are paid, trust me, at $800 a session for going on stage when some of us only needed to work 3 days a week and we could live off $1,600 a week. Those professionals that I work with, they not only perform in music, but in plays and theatrical settings and plays. They were truly performers. So I was amongst some of the best. Our pictures were all over the billboards, and that's why you saw my hair so fancy done up where we had to prepare for stage presentations. And the Jacksons were well known all over Europe, and they still are. I plan to make my debut again in Europe to meet with those people and to open up some doors, not only for myself, but to the party station who opened up doors for me when I cut my first CD in spoken word and was able to dedicate that CD to the military women as well as the women over Germany. So I would like to say that Germany's been very good to me. I have a home there, and they gave me the keys to the city. And with them giving me the keys to the city of not only Kirchner, but two other cities there, meaning that I could come back at any given time and do a performance. I'm waiting for the right time to establish myself. Once I get a manager, I am soliciting for a manager so I can take my Nina Simone show there. I would love to take the Nina Simone show there because I know it would be well welcome. I'm not done with Nina Simone. Nina Simone knew exactly what she was doing. She laid a foundation for all of us to bring about in differences and absolute diversity. And it's up to us to bring all entertainers together, no matter what their creed, nationality, or religion, or race is. Music supposed to cross all boundaries of racial discrimination. And those of you who cannot see it that way, you don't truly love music. Because music hits the heart and the soul. And no matter what you're thinking or what your preference is or what you're feeling, if it speaks to your soul, you're going to move. And so in starting my Lilly Institute, even though I'm an educator and a Christian specialist, I am bypassing all of that. That is a chapter in my life in the past. And I'm moving on to the right side of the sweet eight side of the brain, where I solicit for creativity and music and dance, because this is the latter part of my years. I intend to take it out with a blast. I spent my 33 years in academia, education, high level education. Now it's time for me to do something that only enjoys doing. And being a right-sided brain person, drawing, painting, dancing, music, all of it belongs to me. And whatever made me become a logical thinker, I don't know. But at this point in my life, everything I do is going to incorporate me. And with this new corporation that I put together, we're going to do less and less work in the classroom and less and less contracted work. Nobody's thinking about the classroom. Neither do they want to hire a well-trained mathematician and come in and tell them what to do. Everyone wants to hear a once-known star. Everyone wants to know what did it take for you to get to that. And they're always open with some direction and guidance. So I have to take my skills where they're needed. I might have to. But first of all, we're going to play this here music. I'm going to bump it up in here. I've been gone for a while. We want to get
Might come in another, leave out a professional, one that they
want to hear more. You can be talking about young living, young brain drop there. So don't forget, and we will give out the date again to show you around June of July when that event will be. And we talked about Naperville, Illinois at one point. And there's a possibility we may do something in your person in Naperville, Illinois. But once again, we have a holistic room, and we take things to the self-help. As you know, African-American struggling all over the world. Music has become our trade. People are making more money than they have in their lifetime, and they ever will, or their families ever will. Yes, it's a way of our African-American African. It's a door into an opportunity. And I say, if you got your head on the pulse of people, and you know exactly what to write in the lyrics and what to say, and you're a writer, you're a writer, take your writing to the next level. Take your composing to the next level. Create something in your heart, and give the people something that they need to hear. But most of all, not take chaotic infusion and pass it on, because that is not good rhetoric. We want to take a lesson from some of our outstanding Sam Cooke, who has a lot to say about music. The man was a genius. He propelled in every level of African music, and so he ran his whole recording studio. I want to be like Sam Cooke. I was born by the river in a little shack. Oh, just up the road. It's been a long time coming, but I knew a change was gonna come. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. Oh, I think I'll live on a while. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change will come. When I go downtown, I'm close. Somebody keep telling me that I'm starting to hang around. It's been a long time for me, but I know a change gonna come. When I go to my brother and I say, brother, please, would you help me, brother, help me, please. Then he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change's gonna come. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, a change is coming. And we're going to have to clean up some of the chaotic things. We're going to have to bring about lyrics that feel and that admonish and that lift. Because people are going through something they've never gone through before. So the music has to be much better than it used to be. As you noticed, Sam Cooke, when he got out on the stage, he smoothly slipped right over into my open. And he was so afraid that his family would find out, he took his name off the music and put his brother's name on it so they wouldn't discover that he had slipped into darkness and transitioned out of Christianity into the secular world. Well, personally, I don't think there's nothing wrong with God's music, because he created all of it. And if we go from Christianity to secular, it's not going to put us in hell. As a matter of fact, we live in hell every day, and we are being judged on a daily basis. And if this don't get close to hell, I don't know what will. So we are going to stop having to put each other in hell for singing the so-called devil's music. Whatever soothes the soul is a healing mechanism, be it secular, blues, jazz, or being loose. It all heals a soul. And Aretha Franklin knew this so well that she sang her tunes like, "You told me.
You told me that you were living here. Oh, now your bones are words seem just like you. You have been singing a song. You're living. Oh, oh, oh. Be slower and slower. Oh, oh. Now you're gone. Tell me what is wrong, and what is wrong. Don't go away from me. Why don't you please? Why don't you come back home? And we'll be together for eternity. But you told me that you were in here, oh, until now you're gone and those hours seem just like me. You left me singing a song. That's right. Aretha Franklin knew she was going to be left singing a song. And she's been singing right on from gospel right into gospel. And she has become the queen of the universe, the queen all over the universe. And she sang gospel and can slip right in to singing R&B and blues wherever she chooses to. You know, Sam Cooke wrote her a song, and Sam Cooke did the same song, right, that she did. And she was out there when Sam Cooke was pushing for a revolution. He was tired, and sick and tired, when he wrote A Change of Verse. That was right after his son had died, and so much was happening in his life, and he didn't know if he wanted to stay, you know, upset and worried, and he had to fight back and strike back against the oppression, so he sang that revolutionary song that A Change was going to come. And it has made a change all over the world. And just like Nina Simone came on the scene singing her song, "Baby, believe me now, sometimes you think that I'm mad. Oh, my intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. I don't want to be misunderstood." She sang that number. And now you see the young folks hip-hopping with that song and taking it to another level. She has revolutionized her music, and she took her pencil and used it as a tool to fight back. And